and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Steve introduces us to Jenny Scheinman and the special artistry that this violinist, singer-songwriter contributes to the contemporary music scene. Jenny has broad tastes in music and successfully merges them to advance the violin's role in jazz. As we'll hear in Steve's musical sampling from her albums 12 Songs and Crossing the Field, Jenny's creations are based in the Americana style, though her improvisations know no borders. Here is Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for coming out to Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall show here at the Old Fire Hall. We really appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight I'll talk about a jazz violinist called Jenny Scheinman. I was a bit stumped about a topic for tonight. Then I remembered about an artist called Jenny Scheinman, who I've heard about and been reading about for many years, and thought that her approach to jazz violin would be a good fit. Jenny is a violinist, singer, arranger, composer, and songwriter. She grew up on a homestead in Northern California, playing piano and violin. In her early years, she focused on folk music. After high school, she enrolled in Ohio's Oberlin Conservatory to study classical music. After a brief time there, she moved back west to attend University of California, Berkeley, and graduated with an honors in English literature. Once back in California, she played in a number of jazz groups, including the Hot Club of San Francisco. This group plays Gypsy Swing, which is a more traditional style of jazz violin as created by Stefan Grappelli. During those years, Scheinman also took on a more avant-garde playing style with the Rova Saxophone Quartet. In 1999, she moved to New York City, where she slowly worked her way into its thriving jazz scene, eventually getting the attention of jazz guitarist Bill Frisell, who she continues to play with. They both share a love of folk traditions of Americana, as well as world music, and of course, jazz. They have recorded together many times on each other's albums and have a truly unique chemistry. Scheinman has worked for a wide range of musical icons from a variety of genres, including Bruce Coburn, Ani DeFranco, Nora Jones, Madeleine Peyrou, Nels Klein, Rodney Crowell, and many more. She has garnered numerous high-profile arranging credits with Lucinda Williams, Bono, Lou Reed, Metallica, and Sean Lennon. This woman gets around, that's for sure. Scheinman has recorded 8 CDs as a leader. This broad-ranging discography accentuates her view that music transcends labels and inspiration is everywhere. I can't stress that enough. So many times I'm listening to her stuff, I think, oh, that's this influence or that, but it's not that, it's all kinds of influences coming in together. For that very reason, I had a very hard time to choose tunes for this profile. She just has so much great music out there. I'd like to present parts of 5 songs tonight to underline the many styles and influences that Scheinman has explored so far. This first example is a tune called Souza, that's S-U-Z-A. From Jenny Scheinman's 12 Songs CD, which she released in 2005. Scheinman created this song with a fiddle tune-like melody that adds a Latin-flavored groove. She often uses the clarinet as a foil for her violin. The two instruments really complement each other. Doug Weisselman plays the clarinet on this track. So number one, please, Jim, this is Souza from Jenny Scheinman's 12 Songs CD. Thank you. piece of a tune called Sousa. The second example I'd like to play is called Little Calypso. As the title suggests, Calypso music is the influence here. The violin is playing again with Doug Weisselman's clarinet, but this time Rochelle Garnier joins on the claviola. It's a fairly obscure instrument, also known as the key bagpipe. So you wear it like an accordion and you blow into it like a melodica. And I think its sound works really well in this combination. So this is number two, please, Jim. Little Calypso, also from the 12-song CD. Little Calypso. This next tune is called Satellite, once again from the 12-song CD. This also has a kind of fiddle tune feel. It features Rochelle Garnier again, this time playing piano. We'll also welcome back our old friend Mr. Weisselman and his clarinet. As usual, it's impossible to credit one style or genre to Scheinman's creation. So this is number three, please, Jim. This is a little tune called Satellite.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. And now for something completely different. Scheinman has expanded the musical cast on this recording. This one features a string section and a jazz rhythm section. It reminds me of the sound of French jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty. We'll fade out on an excellent solo by guitar solo by Bill Frisell, one of Jenny's main contributors. I guess with instrumental tunes, you can call them whatever you like, and I've been puzzling over the title of this track. It's called I Heart Eye Patch. So I guess it's She Loves Pirates or something. I'm not really sure where that's going, but it's an instrumental, so it's kind of immaterial. This is from a different album of Jenny Scheinman's. It's called Crossing the Field. It's a recording that she released in 2008. So this is number four, please, Jim. I Heart Eye Patch. Bill Frisell off, but that's where we're at. I Heart Eye Patch is that one. And now we go to church. Except the church that this tune was written for is the Cotton Club in Harlem. It first appeared in 1929 when Duke Ellington's orchestra was in residence. This tune written by Ellington is the only one I've included tonight not written by Jenny Scheinman. The talented jazz pianist Jason Moran joins her for this number. They have collaborated in several musical settings over the years and share a very special rapport. So this is the final track, number five, Jim. This is called Awful Sad, also from the Crossing the Field CD from 2008.
Thank you.
sad. It's really cool because it really captures the spirit of the original Ellington number. I really enjoyed hearing that. This wraps up my profile of Jenny Scheinman. I haven't even touched on her ability as a singer. Her vocal CD is self-titled. It's simply called Jenny Scheinman, which was also released in 2008. Her most recent release is called Littlest Prisoner from 2014 and features Jenny singing and violin playing with jazz drummer Brian Blade, bassist Tony Garner, and the aforementioned Bill Frisell. I hope you'll check her out. She is a really unique artist. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We hope that Steve's presentation of Jenny Scheinman's music has stretched your ideas of the jazz violin. It will come as no surprise that Jenny is an in-demand accompanist to some of jazz music's most revered interpreters. We recorded this presentation in January 2015. Those last two tunes Steve played are from Crossing the Field, Jenny's 2008 release, and our extra track is another of the engaging tunes from that album. It's called Hard-Soled Shoe, and like all the tunes on the album, it was composed by Jenny. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.